Minnesota is about to embark on a massive contact tracing project in order to stem the transmission of COVID-19. The Minnesota legislature is working on bills that would give the Minnesota Department of Health great power and resources in order to do contact tracing. What they would do is find people who have the COVID-19 virus or have been exposed to it and trace back the contacts that they have had, usually within the last 2 weeks. And this is done to try to stop the transmission and spread of COVID-19. Many people have asked, well, is this legal? Does it respect privacy rights? And the answers to both of those questions are yes, it is legal and it does respect privacy rights. Here's why. Minnesota has a law called the Data Practices Act, which governs the way government treats personal information, such as medical records and medical history. And normally, for the most part, a person's medical history is private. However, there are exceptions in the law, such as during times of pandemic and communicable diseases. And that allows the government to take that information and give it to another government agency. For instance, on April 10th of this year, Governor Walz issued an executive order that allows police officers to receive information about whether or not the household that they're about to come into contact with has COVID-19. So that when an officer is responding to a call at a house or an apartment, they would know if someone in that residence has COVID-19. There's also federal law such as HIPAA, H-I-P-A-A, the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, which governs medical information. And there are exceptions in that law as well about communicable diseases and diseases during times of pandemic. This type of exception so that people could get such information and do contact tracing is not about forcing people to give up their privacy rights. All this information would be gained voluntarily. It's about stopping the spread of a very serious disease. And to that end, we should all cooperate. Thank you.